Today's daf is Lamed in Maseches. Kedushin is the 1340th daf in Shas. We are going to pick up with a beautiful Agadita. Also, a little bit of a challenging Agadita. And that is the Agadita that describes the appropriate age for a person to get married. And we're going to continue with that and get back to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's going to be a lot about the mitzvah that we are osekin together in today's daf, and some beautiful gemaras about how people are supposed to fight in learning, how they're supposed to get along, and the daf concludes discussing the mitzvahs of Kibud Avaim. In yesterday's daf, on the bottom of Chav Tes Amud Beis, the gemara had begun discussing the appropriate time for a person to get married. The Gemara told us that Rav Huna was critical of Rav Hamnuna because he saw that he wasn't married at age 20. And the Gemara says that Rav Huna was so critical because, let's pick up five lines from the bottom of Chav Tes Beis. Rav Huna l'tamei, Rav Huna is consistent with his opinion. Da'amar ben esrim shana v'lo nasa isha kol yomav ba'aveira. If someone is 20 years old and hasn't gotten married, then all of his days will be in sin. Asks the Gemara, ba'aveira salkadaitach, el ema kol yomav bihur ha'aveira. All of his days will be bihur ha'aveira. Now the assumption of Chazal is that if a person is married, then he's going to be less occupied thinking about hirhurim, thoughts that relate to sexual matters, and also just, who am I going to marry? So therefore, Chazal are a proponent of getting married early. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for a person patiently up until the age of 20 when he's going to get married. Kivik sheigia esrim v'lo nasa amar tipeach atzpos, of his bones should rot. Again, because the assumption of Chazal is that people will have more kedusha when they get married. Amar Rav Chisda haya da difna michavroi. He says, I was better than my friends, the Nisivna Beshitzar. I got married at the age of 16. If you have a Nisivna Bar Besar, if I had gotten married at the age of 14, have a Minla Satan Gira Beinecha, I would have said to the Satan, a stab in your eye. There is a saying floating around that Rav Chizkio Nevensal Shlita married at age 18. There's a beautiful picture at his wedding with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and saying goes that Rav Bina asked Rav Avigdor Nevensal Shlita, our great Rebbe, asked him, did he think that he was really ready for age at age 18 for marriage? To which supposedly Rav Nevensal said, no, but he certainly wasn't ready not to be married. Amalei Rava l'Rav Nelson Bar Ami, adid cho al savori dvarecha. When, there are two pshatim in Rashi, about what does that mean. One pshat is aditcha, when he's still on my neck to speak to him, that is the time to marry him off. In other words, at the time that he's still young enough to accept my rebuke. And what's that age? Mishitzar vad esrim vitarti. From the age of 16 to 20. There is another explanation of the Gemara, and that is, when is the appropriate time to rebuke a child? In other words, according to this pshat, it's almost like Rava is going into a different topic, and he's saying that the appropriate time to rebuke a child is between 16 and 22. Rashi explains that younger than 16, he's too young to accept rebuke. Now that's a very, very important practical lesson for those people who maybe unfortunately are growing up in a culture that it's not possible to marry off the boys at age 18. Nevertheless, this Gemara can be extremely practical, and that is that the Gemara says you have to keep in mind when is a child too young to accept rebuke. And here the Gemara says something really interesting. The Gemara says that up until age 16, we have another edition that says 14, but at the end of the day, the Gemara says that's the timing for Tochacha, both in terms of being too early and too late, is something that we really need to keep into account. V'amrila, others say, Mitim Nisri ad Esrim Varba. Some say it's even older than that, from 18 to 24. Kitanoi, and that's connected to a machlokes tanoim. The pasuk in Mishlei, the most important pasuk in the Torah on chinuch, says chanoch lenar al pi darko, educated child based on his ways. And we've emphasized in the past that that means that every child is different and every child requires a unique system of chinuch. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya, Chad Amar, but what are we talking about when it comes to chinuch? Chad Amar mishitzer va'ad esrim v'tartin, the prime time of chinuch is between 16 and 22. And some say between 18 and 24. Says Gemara, what is the scope of the mitzvah of teaching one's child Torah? What do you have to teach your son? Amar Yudah Mershmol, Kegoyin Zvulam Ben Don, an example of it is Zvulam Don, Shalimdo Avi Aviv, that his grandfather taught him Mikra, Umishna, V'Talmud, V'Halachos, V'Agados, five different things, Psukim, Mishnayis, Gemara, Halacha L'Maisa, and the Agados, the story of Chazal. Meisivo says the Gemara, I'll ask you a kasha, Limdo, Mikra, Ein Melamdim, Mishna, if he taught him Psukim, then you don't need to teach him Mishnayis. Rashi explains to Dibur Maschil Eino that once you taught him Psukim, then you've given him enough, and that he'll be able to learn Mishnayis on your own. In other words, does it need to be part of the curriculum, or could you expect him to do it on his own? Vamer Rava Mikra Zu Torah. And Rava said, Mikra Zu Torah. Says the Gemara, Kizvulim Ben Don. So do we follow Zvulim Ben Don that the father or grandfather has to teach him everything? Or do we follow a different opinion? Says the Gemara, Kizvulim Ben Don Velo Kizvulim Ben Don. Kizvulim Ben Don Shalim Do Avi Aviv. On the one hand, we learn from Zvulim Ben Don because his grandfather taught him. Velo Kizvulim Ben Don Dilu Hasam Mikra Mishnah V'Talmud Halachos V'Agados. He felt that he needed to teach him everything. V'iluhacha mikra levad. But we over here hold that all you have to do is teach him mikra, and the child will learn the rest. Where do we see that the mitzvah is on the grandfather to teach the son Torah? V'avi aviv mi mechayiv. Where do we see that the grandfather is chayiv? V'atanya, but didn't we learn v'limata mosam es b'neichem v'lo b'nei b'neichem? That Chazal's darshan the pasuk. We said in Kriya Shema, "Vilimadhem osam es b'neichem." There's a mitzvah to teach your son. On yesterday's daf, we learned "b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem." It's a mitzvah to teach the boys, not the girls. Obviously, that needs to be explained, but that is the pure halacha. V'lo b'nei b'neichem, and the mitzvah also is not your grandchildren. Umani mikayim v'odatem. But there's another pasuk in Devarim, a beautiful, beautiful pasuk. V'odatem levanecho v'nei v'necho yom asher amato l'fnei Hashem l'kecho b'chorev. You shall say not only to your children, but also to your grandchildren, the day that you stood at Har Sinai. Lo melecho shekol melamin is b'noi teira. Malo alov kosov kilu limdo lo v'no l'ben b'no atzof kol adoros. That this person teaches his child, so then, in such a case, it's not only that he's teaching his child, he's teaching all generations. So, it seems to be a question. It seems to be that the halacha is that there is no mitzvah for a father to teach a grandchild, just his child. Once he teaches his child, he's done his responsibility of teaching all generations. Answers the Gemara, Hu d'amar ki ay tana. He's following another Tanya, this Tana. The Sanya we learned in a Brisa, Limata Moisim Es B'neichem, Ein Li Ela B'neichem, B'nei B'neichem Minayin. We learned that the halacha is that you're supposed to teach your sons. But this Brisa asks, how do you know your grandchildren? Tama Lomar V'adatim L'vanecho L'vnei V'necho. So there is an opinion that reads the Pasuk literally, and this is the opinion that we follow the halacha, and that is that there's a mitzvah for a grandfather to teach his grandchildren. So then why does it say it's not coming to preclude grandchildren, it's preclude daughters, that there is no mitzvah for a father to teach his daughter's Torah. This is how we paskin. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Anybody who teaches his grandchild Torah, it's as if he accepted it from Har Sinai. Shenemar v'adatam l'vnecho l'vnei v'necho v'samach le'yom asher mato l'vnei Hashem lokecha b'chorev. If a father teaches his grandfather, teaches his grandson Torah, it's as if he got it from Har Sinai. Why? Because he's teaching him Yom Asher Amadita, the day you stood. So the Torah equates this person as if he stood by Har Sinai. The explanation, presumably, of this Gemara, the Pashup Shad, is beautiful. And that is that the whole goal of Maimed Har Sinai was, as the Ramban describes, to create a Masorah that would reach the end of generations. And the moment in which a grandfather is teaching to his grandchild, so then he's fulfilling his mandate of Har Sinai. Not every person zocha to have great-grandchildren, but someone who teaches his grandchildren, so then in such a case he's fulfilling Yom HaShem Matal Fnei HaShem Kecha B'chorif. Rabbi Chia Bar Rav Abba, Ashkechol Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Deshodi Disna Aresha, V'komamti Leili Yinuka L'Beik Nishta. He took a... Rashi explains that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi did not have time to put on his regular turban, and he put a simple sheet on top of his head. Rashi explains that he didn't want to go Begilui Rosh. The poskim over here discussed, based on this Gemara, that this Gemara is introducing the concept of what we refer to today as a kippah or a yarmulke. And v'kamamti le'yinuka le'beit knishta. And he was involved in bringing the child to a place of learning. Amale Maikulehai. And Rav Chia Bar Abba asked him, what are you doing? Amale Marzutra. Marzutra responded, excuse me, Amale Mizutar is not Marzutra. Mizutar is it so small? In other words, the fact that you see me involved in the chinuch of a child, is it small? Maikdichsiv oidatim levanecha. V'samach le'yom asher ma'ata l'fnei Hashem l'kecha v'chorev. Is this a small thing? It's a very, very important thing I'm doing, making sure the children go to school. Mikan ve'elech, from then and on, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba lo tom umtzi, he wouldn't eat anything, ad-mikri li-yinuka, until he would teach a child, umosfe, and add. Rashi says that they would review what they had learned last time, and they would add. That's the way to teach, to review and then to add. Rabbi Barafuna lo tom umtzi, he didn't eat anything ad demesi l'nukal bei midrasha till he brought the child to base marriage. Amar Rav Safra Mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Ma'idichsi v'shanatantem levanecha. The Torah says in the first parash of Kriyashma, you shall teach your children. Al tikri v'shinantem. Don't read it as v'shinantem elo v'shilashtem. Obviously, that's a drush. It doesn't mean that the pasuk should say v'shinantem. Rather, Rashi says, the fact that it says ushnisem, it could have just said v'shinisem, you should learn. But it sounds like that you're repeating v'shinantem means that you should learn it three times. What does it mean, learn in three ways? La'olam, yishalish adam shnosav, a person should divide his time into three. Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. One third into learning Torah shebichsav, one third in Mishnah, one third in Talmud. Asks the Gemara, Mi yodea kamechai, if he's going to divide his life into threes, so then how does he know he's going to, how long is he going to live to divide his life into three? Asks the Gemara, Lo tzricha li yoyme, but rather he should divide every day into thirds. Lefichach nikru urishainim seifim. And the Gemara says that is also why that when it came to the Rishonim, we refer to them as Sofrim. Rashi is bothered, what is this Lefichach? He says, really, this is a new thing. The Gemara here is telling us the halachas of Yishalish Adam Shnos of Shlish B'mikra, Shlish Mishnah, Shlish B'talmud, which is a very important halacha, and there is a lot of discussion in the Rishonim and the Poskim exactly how one is supposed to do it. And then the Gemara begins a new topic, and the Gemara says, the Rishonim, the earlier ones, were called Sofrim. Shayu Sofrim kol osio shebetorah. Maybe what the Gemara is referring to is the diuk of Vishinantam. Why did it say Vishinantam, not Vishinisa? And therefore, every extra letter is important. Ad shayu Sofrim kol osio shebetorah. They would count every letter in the Torah. Shayu Omrim vav de gichon. They counted that the vav in the word gichon, which appears in Vayikra, Yud Aleph Chetzin Shalos Yisha B'Torah. They even calculate what exactly is the middle point of the Torah. Dorash Dorash Moshe, that appears in Parsha Shmini, Chetzin Shel Tevos, that's the middle amount of words. Viskaleach, that appears in his past week's Parsha, Shel Psukim, that's the middle amount, the middle of the Torah in Psukim. Yerkar Semena, Chazir Miyar, Ayin Diyar, and that pasuk, the Ayin of Yar, Chetzin Shel Tilim, that's the middle of Tilim. Vuhu Rachum Yichaper Avon, Chetziv de Psukim, that's the middle of Psukim. Bar Rav Yosef, Vav de Gichon, Mehai Gisa, Mehai Gisa. That Vav itself, is it the first side of the Torah? In other words, is it the last letter on the first half or the first letter of the second half? Amalei, so they respond to him, Nesev Torah Vimninu. So let's just take out a Sefer Torah and count. Milo Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Chana, Lo Zazim Misham, Achisei Viyu Sefer Torah, Umanum. One time there was a discussion of how to calculate something in the Torah, and Rabbi Bar Rav Chana gave a simple suggestion, that is, bring out a Torah and we'll count it. Amalei, the response was, Inu Bikia B'chaseris V'yaseris. He was a baki with every chaser and yeser, and therefore he'd be able himself to count. Anan lo b'ki'inan, but we are not baki. The Shagasari has a fascinating conclusion based on this Gemara. Shagasari says, since we're no longer baki in chaseris and yeseros, so therefore you can't entirely fulfill the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah today. Fascinating. There's a Rosh who says that buying Svarim of Torah Shebal Peh also qualifies. That's quite a chidush of Rabbi Kiva and Shagasari Simon Lamed Vav. Gemara continues, Boy Rav Yosef, Iskaleach, Mehai Gisa, Mehai Gisa. Same question we had before about the Vav. Now we ask about Iskaleach. Does it belong in the first half of the Torah or the second half? Amalei Abai Psok, Psuke Mio Leise Limnuye. B'psuke nami lo b'ki'inan. So which side of the Torah is v'skaleach on? Amar le Abayi, p'suke mi'olesa limnuye. But let us go and count p'sukim. In other words, even if we're not baki in chaseris and yeseris, let's count p'sukim. Says the Gemara, p'suke nami lo b'ki'inan. We're also not baki in where p'sukim start and end. D'chiyos ha'ravacha barado, amar b'marava, poski le lahaikra, l'tlasa p'suke. Rav Acha reported that in Marava they divided one pasuk into three parts, and that was the pasuk Vayemar Hashem Moshe Hine Anochi Bo Alecha Ba'ava Onan. Of course, that's in Parshas Kisisa that we read on a fast day, and that's divided into three psukim in Marava. So we were not a bikim in the psukim as well, and therefore we need a tradition as far as which side Viskalachas is it on the first half or the second half? Tanu Rabbanan, Chameshes Alofim 5,800 Ushmonim Ushmona Psukim Have Psuke Sefer Torah. There are 5,888 Psukim in the Torah. Yesel of Tehillim. Tehillim has more by 8. In other words, there are 5,896 Psukim in Sefer Tehillim. Chosimenu Divrei Shmona, Divrei Yomim Shmona. And Divrei Yomim has 8 less. So it has 5,880. This actually becomes a very complicated Gemara because the Rishonim already point out that, and the Achronim, that our number of Psukim is not that this number of Psukim in the Torah. And this discussion is not a new discussion. It goes back all the way back to the Gaonim, Rav Haigon, and others, and it's beyond our scope to give the terutzim of the Rishonim. Probably the bottom line is that it seems that in Yerushalayim, a long, long time ago, the psukim were broken up differently, and hence we have a different number. Tana Rabbanan Vishinantam Shiyu Divrei Torah Mechudadim Beficha, that the words of Torah should be sharp in your mouth. Shimi Shalacha Adam Davar Al Tegamgim. It's a very important drush of Chazal, that when you learn, what you learn should be clear, that someone asks you a question, you shouldn't stutter, be confused. You should be able to answer immediately. Shenemar, going on to Laman Beis, Emar L'Chochma Chosi At, you should say to Chachma that she is your sister. In other words, just like you know your sister well, so too you know Chachma, which is Chachmas HaTorah. The Omer and the Pasuk Mishlei says, Kashra, and both Pesukim are Mishlei, Kashra al etzba secha, Kasam aluach libecha, they should be tied onto your fingers and onto your heart. In other words, they should be close to you. V'omer kechetzim biyad gibar kein b'nei hanu'urim. Also, they should be like arrows in the young sharpshooters, that the Torah should be like, just like a young sharpshooter is quick and hits the mark right away, so too Torah should be that way for you. Halavai, we should be zocha. V'omer chetzi gibar shinunim, v'omer chetzi shinunim imach tachtecha yiplu, v'omer ashwe gibar ashem mole es he's able to respond to his enemies immediately. Now, why are we talking about enemies? What type of enemies are we discussing? So says the Gemara something beautiful. Even a father and a son. Harav v'talmida, a Rebbe and his Talmud. She'oskim v'Torah b'shar echad. They are osek Torah in one particular place. Nasim oivim zeze, they should become enemies with each other. In other words, to get to the truth, they have to fight it out, analyze, and not just simply show credence one to the other. However, veinim zazim yisham, but they're not supposed to move. Ad shenasu oivim zeze, shenemer esvohe besufa, al tikre besufa, ela besaifa. That is something that's very, very important. Unfortunately, there's a lot of competition in the world. Unfortunately, that in the secular world, people attempt to advance and put each other down. It has gone so far that I once heard a Rebbe entirely botch a Gemara, one of the most important Gemaras in Chazal, that you're not supposed to learn Almanas Lekanter Chavero, to put your friend down. So the Rebbe erroneously explained that your goal is allowed to be to put your friend down, to show that he's wrong. But the Gemara is only prohibiting saying the wrong pshat in order to put your friend down. But if it's the right pshat, then you're allowed to try to show your friend is wrong. And that's not true. It would seem from this Gemara that I would argue that if the goal is to show that your friend is wrong, even if your pshat is right, then it's not even called Talmud Torah. It's because the definition is Achinasu ovim zeze. And I can't overstate that what a magefa that this is to this day. Tanu Rabbanan, v'samtem, we're continuing to discuss psukim in Kriya Shema, in the three parashiyos of Kriya Shema, that we learn a lot about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah from them. V'samtem estvarechem, that's the pasuk. Chazal darshin sam tam, that the Pasuk says, you shall place the words of Torah on your heart, and so on. However, the word sam tam means sam is a medicine, tam. And it's also a medicine that is complete. Nimshla Torah kisam chaim. It's because Torah is like a medicine of life. Mashallah Adam, it's like a person, she'ikas b'noi maka g'doyla, that he hit his child with a real heavy hit, v'niach lo retia al makasa, and then he placed a bandage on it. V'amar lo, and he said to him, "Bini, kol zman sheretia zu al makascha, any time that this bandage is on your wound, echol mashanascha, u'shtei mashanascha, you could enjoy the world, eat, drink, urechetz." So you can wash in hot and cold water. But you don't have to worry about anything. But if you take it off, then you get infections, become very dangerous. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a makkah, and that is the makkah that he gave us. Probably was the best thing for us. But he created a yetzar amalem li Yisrael, the first set of wide lines, and lamed amen beis b'ni my son barasi yetzar barasi loy teira tavel. I created the yetzar and I created teira as its medicine. V'imato oiskim b'teira einatam nimsar b'yad. And if you're oisik b'teira, don't worry about eating, don't worry about drinking, you'll be fine. Shenem mar haloim seitiv seis v'im. If you're good, then everything will be carried. But if you're not Eisik B'Torah, then you're going to fall into the hands of Yetzirah. So Torah is that which transforms all of the material world. If a person is truly involved in Torah, then he could eat normally, he could drink normally. The chet is waiting to jump on you if the moment you go away from Torah. But not only this, the Yetzahara is, not only is he waiting to jump, his entire preoccupation is with you. As the Pasuk says, this, of course, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rebuke to Cain. It was your choice to bring a good carbon or a bad carbon, and the Yetzirah is waiting to pounce on you. Ve'lecha tshuka. So that is supposed to be your tshuka. Your tshuka is... the chuk of the Yetzirah is to rule over you. However, v'atotim shabai, but you ultimately will be able to rule over him if you work on yourself. So the Gemara here is just simply describing the psukim themselves in Bereishis. Tan Rabban, kosh Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is really difficult. Shafil yoytzroi korei reya. He's so difficult because even HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to the Yetzirah as ra, as bad. In other words, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers him bad. Shenemer ki Yetzir lov ha'adam ra min urav, those psukim that we read from before. Amar of Yitzchak, Yitzir shalad mischadei shalad b'chol yom. The Yetzirah renews his strategy every day. Just because you beat him yesterday, he's going to have a new strategy to try to beat you today. Shenemer rak rak kol ha'yom. Amar Rav Shimon ben Levi. And he wants to kill him, that means to kill him in Ruchnias. And without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, we can't overcome the Yetzirah. If this maneuver, the Yetzirah, tries to grab you, then the key is to bring him to the Beis HaMedrash. If he's a stone, he'll become soft. And if he's steel, he'll break. Because Torah breaks it. The Yetzirah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words could break a rock. That the water could of Torah could break the Yetzirah. The Ben Yoyada points out that, as we mentioned before, we don't try to stifle the Yetzirah, but rather Torah transforms even the material things that the Yetzirah is associated with and transforms it into the good. So notice, points out the Ben Yoyada, if the Menuvel tries to attack you, don't try to destroy him, as we just got through saying. He's so powerful. But rather, there is something you do, and that you bring him into the Beis Medrash, and then he's going to be transformed into Kedusha. We learned in our Mishnah, Lasio Isha, the responsibility of a father is to marry off his son to a woman. Minal dechsiv k'chun Hashem, v'olidu banim uvanos, u'k'chu levneichem nashim es b'noseichem tnuna anashim. So there's a mitzvah, as described in Yirmiyahu, to marry off your children. Bishleim b'no b'yado. So when it comes to sons, so then that's easier to do. The assumption of the Gemara is that it's harder for a woman to find a man than a man to find a woman. According to the Mefarshim, that's because the derech of the ish, as we learned in the beginning of our Masechta on Beis HaMebeis, is darko shalish lachzor isha. So the father could go out and look for a girl for his son. But vice versa, to look for a boy for his daughter, that's harder. Bishlem b'no b'yadi, elabita b'yadi, question mark, hachi karmlu. Nos niten la mide lavshe. He should give her the material things that men will want to marry her. Lamdo umnis. It's a responsibility for a father to teach his son a trade. This is a Gemara. This is not a liberal or reform position. The responsibility for a father to teach his son a trade. Amar Chizkia. The Amar Kral Pasuk says, Reichaim Isha Sharahaftam Isha Mamish. He, Pasuk says, in
Kohelis, see the life with a woman that you love, how good it is. Says the Gemara, if it means literally a woman, Kishem Shechai La'asiya Isha, Kachayiv L'lamdo Umnus. So what type of Chayim are we talking about? It's something with an Isha. So it must be that the Chayim here is referring to, just like there's a responsibility to marry him off, you need to give him a Chayiv, Chayim, and that is to teach him Umnus. Im Teirehi. And if here the Isha is a mashal to Torah, so then, Kishem Shechayv Lamdo Torah, Kachayv Lamdo Umnis. Just like there's a responsibility to teach him Torah, there's also a responsibility to teach him a trade. V'yeshar Maflo Shita Banar, we also learned that there is a responsibility to teach him how to swim. Maitai Mechiyusahu, because that's how he's going to live. Rashi told us on Chaf, where was it? On Chaf Tes. Amen Aleph, that if he's drowning, he needs to know how to swim, if he's on a ship that's drowning. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kol Shein Lamdo Umnus Lamdo Listis. It's as if he taught him to rob if he doesn't teach him a trade. Says Gemara, Listis Al Kedaitach? Do you mean literally? Ela Ki Ilu Melamdo Listis. No. It's as if he taught him robbery, but not literally. May Benayu Ika Benayu Da Agmere Iska. The difference between the two is, if he teaches him to become a businessman. What the Gemara is driving at is the following. The Tanna Kamma said that the father has a responsibility to teach him an umnis, and Rabbi Yehuda says that if you don't, then you're teaching him to rob. The difference between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara suggests, is the following. That if the father teaches him how to be a businessman, so then, in such a case, the father took care of his responsibility. That is an umnus as well. However, Rabbi Yehuda is a greater machmir. Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to teach him a trade because there are times that business doesn't go well. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda's concern was not simply a father's responsibility to be mechanech a child, but the father has a responsibility to make sure that the son will always be in a situation where he won't have a yetzahara to rob. And therefore, if he teaches him business, well, sometimes business are successful and sometimes business is not. And therefore, he has to teach him an umnis, a trade. Business is a way in which to make money. There are ups and downs. A trade is something that, unless it's in severe conditions, a person will be able to make a basic living. This Be'ezer Hashem is where we're going to stop for Daf Lamed. The reason being we're going to stop a little bit early because tomorrow's daf is going to be all about Kibud Av V'Em, and it begins two lines into the wide on Daf Lamed. We had a beautiful daf today discussing so many different components of the halachos of Talmud Torah. There's so much to say about so many of these topics. And if there's one thing that we could take away from today's daf, and that is that the Torah is Nimshal Kesam Achayim, and learning Torah and living Torah transforms one's entire existence. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed in Maseches Kedushin.